Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Rob Grady's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Rob is a great member of our Brain Trust. He has become a great resource for us, especially in the area of branding. And he has his own company, the Bear Essentials. And I think that's not your... Is that the name of your company, Rob? Is that right?
No, my company's name is The Grady Company.
The Grady Company. The Bear Essentials is one of your books.
That's the name of the book, right.
Yeah, Naked Marketing, The Bear Essentials. That's it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I had something else in my head. The Grady Company, right?
And that's correct.
And the book is Naked. And that's the third edition, Naked Marketing, right?
Third edition. The marketing keeps changing in that we keep having new delivery methods, whether it's the internet or social media, and every time we do, I've got to update the book.
And customers have new expectations about how they receive, how they accept marketing, how they respond to marketing, don't they?
Absolutely. That's constantly changing. So there was a need for an updated version of the book. I think this third edition, the last edition, was about 10 years ago and about 8 years before that.
Yeah. So this is what's on our mind, folks. And Rob, one of the things I know that you want to talk about today is how to get our brands embedded in the minds of customers and prospects. You know, I wrote an article a couple of weeks ago about the advantage that small businesses have when it comes to branding. And I talked about the fact that big companies, you know, they've got an advantage because they've got the budget that where they can bombard us with their brand, and they can get it in our mind. They can make us sing their insidious songs when we don't want to, you know, like a bad song we can't get out of our head.
Right.
But what they can't do is fill those evolving expectations we were talking about. What they can't do is touch other humans the way other humans want to be touched these days, the way small business owners can. What do you think?
I think you're right, Jim. I think because of the flexibility of small businesses, we can, when you're in a small business, you can change or manage those niches far better.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, it's an evolving marketplace. Those niches change all the time, and small businesses are the ones who fill those niches. So we have to be able to evolve very quickly, whereas if you're a big behemoth, you're following a strict path, and you've established that path over time, and your shareholders and stakeholders all expect that particular direction. And it's like a big ship at sea. Mm-hmm. You can't really change direction quickly.
But now, and what big companies do, they do a lot of research. They spend a lot of money on research, on big data, and then they develop a strategy. And for a while, that strategy is just amazingly successful most of the time. And then they have to start over with their research, and so they wax and wane between being right on the money and being off the mark. Small business owners have the ability to almost keep up with what their customers expect from them from a marketing standpoint, almost like every day if they tried. The problem small business owners have is they don't put enough technical, work and enough research, enough testing with customers as they should. I think that they establish a way of doing it, and then they just keep doing that forever. What do you think?
Well, I think that small businesses have all sorts of resources that are very inexpensive. There's a chapter in my book called about inexpensive marketing research. I mean, you start with your own database of customers and identify that 80-20 rule. You're going to get 80% of your business from 20% of your customers.
Right,
so identify
those.
What are the characteristics of that 80% of that business that you're getting from that 20% of your customers? What similarities do they have? And then pursue others like them. Big businesses can do a lot of market research on specific products and categories.
Yeah.
But you can share in that, and you can identify trends by watching the demographic information that's published free by our government, and you can follow those trends in trade show magazine or trade magazines and trade journals. But identifying those characteristics that are similar among your primary target group and then pursuing others just like them is going to get you the fastest result. We call that the low-hanging fruit. You might as well fish with a fish you're biting, if I can use metaphors. And go after that that group that's going to be the biggest target market.
But think about this. Think about how many big business CEOs would give anything if it was practical for them to actually look in the eyes of customers and make a decision based on what those customers told them. They can't do it. It's not practical. It's not going to happen.
It's so far removed.
But a small business decision maker literally can do that.
Well, they're typically much closer to their customers.
Yeah.
They're much more in tune, and they're frequently the ones that, depending upon the size of that small business, oftentimes that owner, president, or founder is the one who drives most of the customers to his business. He's the one, or she's the one, that actually does the most of the meet and greet and probably has the most knowledge of that product or service, too.
Give us a first tip on how to embed our brands in the minds of our customers.
Well, let's back up and say, why is that so important? I think branding is becoming far more important because the marketplace is so deluged with a variety of products and services. We see upwards of, somebody was estimating, it's over 150,000 advertisements a year. We see them anywhere and everywhere we go, whether it's on the back of a bus or any place that we see. So branding is so important, and that holds true whether you are a person, place, or a thing. Think about the recent political campaigns. Those were all about the brand. I'm voting for a person because I have developed in my mind an idea about what that person stands for, and that becomes that person's brand. They're talking about Hillary Clinton running against Jeb Bush. Well, talk about brands.
Mm-hmm. Two brands there.
We know the Clinton brand. We certainly know the Bush brand.
Yeah.
Those guys have already got a head start on anybody.
And whoever competes with them has to establish their brand, don't they?
That's correct. They're going to be a step behind it.
And on those two, they got a long way to go. But here's the thing. Those sometimes brands also come with baggage, don't they?
That's correct, too.
Hey, Rob, I need your website.
Back, let's talk about how to get that brand image.
All right. Give us your website, please.
The Grede Company, and that's Grede Company, company.com. TheGredeCompany.com.
Thanks, Rob. Hang on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Rob Grede after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.